Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 13th of January, and right now it's hazy and fresh on 21 degrees Celsius, and today we can expect mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning, then overcast. Temperatures would be ranging from low 23 to high 27 degrees Celsius, and it would be windy with winds from northeast at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict overcast with northerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 83 and it will drop on 70% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 92% and it will be full on Thursday 16. Pongal is a major celebration in India and people celebrate it for about 4 days. The first day is called Bogi. Many people burn and get rid of old household items and purchase new household items on this day. This marks the start of a new cycle. The second day is Perum, also known as Surya Pongal, and it is the most important day of Pongal. Many people worship the sun god, Lord Surya, by offering prayers on this day. Many also wear new clothes and women decorate houses with kolam, using rice flour and red clay. Matu Pongal is the third day and includes worshipping cattle because it is believed that the cattle help give a good harvest. The fourth day is called Kanam Pongal, which is when many people go on picnic and spend time with families and friends. The Pongal festivals also include exchanging gifts, dancing and buffalo taming contests. Pongal is associated with many legends, but one of the most popular ones is the legend of Govardhan Mountain and the legend of Lord Shiva and his bull Nandi. According to the legend of Govardhan Mountain, Lord Krishna lifted the mountain on his little finger on Bogi, which is the first day of Pongal, to protect the cattle and people from Indra and angry rain god. According to the legend of Lord Shiva, on the third day of Pongal, Lord Shiva sent his buffalo Nandi to tell people to have oil bath daily and eat once a month. However, Nandi became confused and told people to eat daily and bathe once a month. This angered Lord Shiva, so he placed Nandi on earth to help humans harvest for more food, therefore Pongal became a harvest festival. In Tamil, the word Pongal means overflowing, which signifies abundance and prosperity. On the day of Pongal, at the time of sunrise, there is a symbolic ritual of boiling fresh milk and new clay pots, and when the milk boils over and bubbles out of the vessel, people shout Pongal, Pongal. Now let's go to our more serious stuff, because tomorrow the Residents' Assembly Service encourage us to attend an important general meeting at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. in International Zone on topics to present the report and proposal of the Water Maintenance Service Study Group as per consensus agreement reached on the July 4th, and second, to collectively formulate the question of a Resident Assembly decision-making event on January 31st. So, agenda would be following. First, Christian will present a report of the water maintenance service finances, balance sheet and budgeting, with background on water maintenance service situation, with financial details, volume of work available, financial viability and new water service budget, practicalities and list of services free of charge. Then questions and answers will follow, and on second topic, Waza will present a proposal on the location of the new building in the service area. Second, the structure of the global vision of the service. And proposed resident assembly question. At the end of the meeting, we supposed together formulate the question for resident assembly decision-making event on January 31st. The Water Maintenance Service Study Group proposes the following two questions. First, do you agree to transform water maintenance service to a service under the city service budget as per July general meeting consensus? And second, do you agree to the construction of new building in a service area near the gas service to house the water maintenance service after its departure from Aubrey? And on January 31st, supposed to be Residents' Assembly decision-making event. Following this meeting, the Resident Assembly Service will publish the final Resident Assembly proposal to the news and notes, along with announcement for the Resident Assembly decision-making event on January 31st to allow the community to accept or reject the meeting's proposal. If you have any question regarding this Resident Assembly Service, by email at rasservice@oroville.org.in, or we can phone on 948-662-3749. And on Saturday 18 at 3 p.m. also at Unity Pavilion International Zone, entry service invites fellow Auravillians and newcomers to a brainstorming work session on the different possible ways of being associated with Auraville and setting up different statuses so that community through its entry service could formally recognize and acknowledge somebody's association with Auraville. The idea is that, after a general introduction, we would split up in small groups to brainstorm and work practically towards input for the future drafting of each of these categories. They are looking forward to our presence and constructive input. Tibetan Students Association of Madras and Pavilion of Tibetan Culture invites us to the 8th Tibet Festival in Auraville today, tomorrow and after tomorrow at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in the International Zone. Today at 6:45, they will screen film on Milarepa, followed by Tibetan Buffet. And tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will share with the community cultural dance performance by the students. There will be a refreshment corner but no buffet. And on Wednesday, we are invited to a lunch buffet from 12:30 to 2 p.m. On Friday, 17th, Auraville Film and Pavilion of Tibetan Culture presents When Harry Got Married, which is a feature film directed by Ritu Saring and Tenzing Sonam. And it will be screened in Bharat News Auditorium in Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone. New Colors invites us to their special and unique Pongal celebration and fundraising event on Thursday between 2 to 5 p.m. This festival offers colorful creativity art, column drawing, authentic and delicious homemade Tamil food, and fundraising exhibition of unique artwork at all made with 100% love by New Colors. C-Form service at Town Hall will be closed on Pongal on Tuesday and Thursday. And financial service will be closed on Thursday, 16th of January. Solar Kitchen and La Terrasse will remain closed for Pongal on Wednesday and Thursday, 15 and 16. And Auraville Bakery will be closed on Thursday, 16. And they are asking us to collect Thursday's orders on Wednesday. They also informs us about increased prices of bread and pastry from today onward. On Saturday, 18th of January at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, we are invited to the Heritage of Hindustani Music, Drupad, sung by Pehlwan Naik. Pehlwan Naik is a young and a forthcoming artist of her generation, and she has been trained by the late Ustad Zia Fariduddin Dagar Saheb of the eminent Dagar Gharana of Drupad music. On 25th of January at Visitor Center at 6 p.m., we will witness All Volunteers Festival 2nd edition to follow up their Café Auraville gatherings. On Saturday 18 at World Café between 10 to noon, we are invited to a puppet making workshop from waste material. And on Sauchu from Monday to Friday 20th to 24th, it would be Drupad workshop by Pehlwan Naik. At Savitri Bhavan International Zone today at 6:30 p.m., there was screen preparing for the Miraculous, video of talk by George